Wow, really high up, and this is a gorgeous little village.
Danlang is home to 45 families, 80% of whom make a living from selling pu'er tea leaves to processing factories. Xiao Li and Xiao Lu are two young tea picker friends.
This is Tai Tai Cha.
They
started tea picking when they were 11 and 12. They're very young. They went to primary school. There's a school in the village, but they left school about 10. So, and they've been tea picking ever since.
We head outside to the plantation so the girls can show me the ropes. China's emerging free market economy and state promotion of tea over the last 10 years resulted in an export boom. Many villages in Yunnan converted their subsistence land into tea terraces.
This is just the size of it. It's huge. I've never seen, experienced a tea plantation this big.
But an investor buying frenzy led to lots of fake pu'er teas flooding the market. And in 2008, the bubble burst and thousands of tea producers went out of business.
They're super fast. Like a blink, and then they've gone through a whole bush.
But with their organic production methods and indigenous skills, passed down through the generations, the Bulang were able to brand the authenticity of their pu'er tea and ride out the collapse.
So this is the best part. This is the part that they pick off the leaves of the tea. So first the tender, shoot that's coming out, and the top two leaves. That's the most prized bit. And it's because it has more tea fragrance as opposed to sort of the older leaves. And I've never cooked with these pu'er green tea leaves before, so I'm really excited. It's very tender. Slightly bitter, but it's good for you. Because actually, with tea, in traditional Chinese medicine, they say that you must have tea in your diet because it's that bitterness that we lack. You can get salt, sweet, sour, fiery, pungent flavors from many different vegetables and fruit, but you can't get bitterness, that flavor profile, but you can get it from tea.